Hi, everyone. It's Sarah, and I'm so excited to be with you for this very special session today, where we're going to be talking about our live intensive coming up soon next month in June in Berkeley, California. So as we're gathering together, if you can come on camera so we can just wave at all of you and share our weekend excitement of being together. Hi, everybody. Many of you are sitting there in sun, so wherever you are in the world, so excited that you're here with us. Hi, looking at so many loved faces here from all around the world. Super excited to see you with us. So as we're about to get started, I'm just going to give a couple of Zoom tips so that everybody knows how we're going to be using the technology today. I think by this point in our trainings, many of you are highly experienced now with Zoom, but just to make sure, because some of you may be joining us live for the very first time, we want to make sure that everybody has a level playing field for knowing what we're going to be doing together. Okay, so first of all, if you want to raise your hand, because you may have some questions today, we'll be taking some questions as we move through the session, you can raise your hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of your screen and a menu will open up. You can click raise hand. If you're on your phone, and I can tell that some of you are, you can simply press *9 and we'll see your hand raised. If you want to post in chat, as many of you already are, just click on the chat button at the bottom of your screen, and then you will open up on the right-hand side. You can post a greeting. So many of you have posted. I'm just going to pause a moment and see. So Amy's posted, and Susan, and Susan's on fire from Fire Island. That's so exciting. And I'm also seeing Brigitte is posting from Frankfurt, Bonnie in Colorado Springs. Arlie is posting from her kitchen in Brooklyn. I love that. And Kara is posting from Paris. And Mary's posting from St. Augustine Beach, Florida. And Sharon's posting from San Diego. So let us know where you're posting from, because that always gives a sense of inclusion and belonging and also a sense of our global tribe. So just back to Zoom tips then. One other thing I want to let you know about that's really fun. It's so great to be on gallery view as we start a call, because you can scroll through and see everybody waving and saying hi and the surroundings that they're in. And then when So I'd love to get a sense of just raise your hand or wave at us if you know who is coming to the event. Who's already knows that they're coming? Wow, hands waved. That's so exciting. So who's already coming? That's so great. And who and where are you traveling from? So just post in chat and let us know where you're going to be traveling from as you're coming to the event.
Well, you know, hi everyone. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Claire.
I'd love to take a moment before we begin just to take some shares on that, because I'd love to just get a sense of who is coming and where you're traveling from.
Well, let's do it. Okay, so just to raise your hand then, we'll take some live shares on this. Some of you are posting in chat, which is great. But just either raise your hand.
And I also want to ask, like, what it is that you're most excited to learn and discover at the training, because we'll be going in and sharing an overview of that. But I'd love to just hear from you and hear who's coming. So
raise your hand and share that with us. So what are you most excited about coming for to learn, and the experience that you're anticipating, and where you're coming from? Okay, so some of you are posting. And Tal has her hand up. I'm going to go ahead and Tal, I'm going to unmute you now. Hi.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. So share the answers, though, the questions that Claire's been asking. We'd love to hear.
So I'm traveling from England, from Manchester. I'm based in Liverpool. And what I'm really excited about is actually to be with everyone, to meet them in person, to be in that energy field, to meet Claire, to meet you, Sarah, to meet Ashley. And really, I think the energy for me, it's that as soon as I knew there was a live event, I knew I was going to go. And I said a big yes. And I just think it's going to be spectacular. Like, I just can't wait for the magic of the connections for me that are going to happen. And being in that energetic field, I can feel it already. And I'm just like, you know, it's really powerful. So I'm just super excited to be in person, connecting, meeting, sharing, learning, exchanging, and feeling very grateful that I have that opportunity to do that. So thank you so much. Very excited.
Is there anything that you're in particular excited about learning there?
I think really to share my gifts, Sarah, like really stepping up into my gifts as a transformational coach and facilitator. And I really feel that there's going to be quite a few collaboration opportunities for me there. So really connecting with particular sisters there and maybe looking at particular, I don't know, collaboration kinds of, I'm super excited about collaboration at the moment. It's happening for me a lot here, but to be in that field with these amazing women and to explore that is what's really calling me as well. And stepping into my leadership, really, Sarah, I would say really stepping into it with a big, big yes.
Super exciting. Holding yes. that possibility with you and having been at several of our live intensives in the past, I promise you that that spirit of collaboration is something that just seems to be evoked in the field that we co-create together. So that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tal. Excited you're coming. Can't wait to meet you and hug you. Thanks. Okay. And Brigitte, you have your hand up as well. Let's take a share from Brigitte. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Hi to everyone. I am really excited. And when I signed up and read there will be a live meeting, I thought this is a wonderful way to connect, to get to know everybody live and to practice and to grow. And I skipped something else to do this. And I really, really want to connect live and be there. And this is one of my growing learning areas to connect and to bond and to network and to get to know everybody and to practice what I've learned so far, what I got to know so far. So I'm totally excited and over the top, and I'm really, really grateful that I can come, that I have the opportunity to do that.
Wow. And where are you traveling from?
I'm coming from Frankfurt, Germany.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I met my husband in Würzburg for the very first time. So Frankfurt's a special place. I'm really glad you're coming.
Yeah. Thank you. Really, really happy to meet you all.
So, thank you so much.
Great chance. Thank you.
That's great.
Claire, we have another hand up from Bonnie.
Great.
And I'd love to
Bonnie. Yeah,
here.
Of course.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
So great. Great to see you.
I was so scared and felt so vulnerable signing up to come to the conference, but I really want to learn. I really am committed. I want to continue this. I want to meet everybody. I want to practice. So I'm coming.
That's exciting. Well, what was it that had you overcome that to make the decision to come?
Well,
because I think your sharing is valuable. Like, particularly, I just want to acknowledge there's a lot of people like being with like large groups too. It's kind of something that feels overwhelming, right? I'm going to talk about that because we want everyone to know and feel like we're really aware that that's more of a common experience than what you might think if that's you, you know? So it's really helpful to the other women here for you to speak about that and to know that there's like real space for that. And that, you know, we're going to, you know, your well-being in that process and your comfort in that process is going to be something that we are really all going to be very mindful of and wanting to support you with. So, but I'd love to just hear from you, just like, you know, what it was that had you overcome that to like kind of be a yes.
That's a really good question. I think there's something just drawing me to this, everything about it. And I think just knowing that I need that to move forward. I mean, it's great doing everything live, and I love my triad and all that. But I think that deep immersion, as you call it,
yeah,
is going to be life-changing. So yeah. I think I could just see the value of the potential of things that I can learn and apply and help women everywhere. Well, help myself first and then help women everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right on. And like that you're absolutely right. And I'm going to speak to that. And it's a powerful thing to stretch for, because I think there are a few things that alter us on a depth level and the trajectory of our lives than these kinds of depth training immersion opportunities, especially in a context where we have relationships in a structure with the other participants who are going to be part of it over time.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times when you go to a depth training, it's like everyone's just coming together for the training and dispersing, mm-hmm. you know? And so, you know, the opportunity here is like for that depth immersion, but like, yeah, in a context where there's so much ongoing relationship with everybody too. So where are you coming from?
I'll be coming from Colorado Springs.
All right. You might see Sarah on the way.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. It's just amazing.
Thanks, Bonnie. And, you know, and I just want to just say, you know, I'll talk about that as we go through, but, you know, self-care and well-being, you know, are going to be, you know, underscored in how we support each other live in person.
Cool. Awesome. Okay? Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, who else wants to share? Is it Quirine? Hello. Hi.
Oh, yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello. Oh,
good. Awesome. Well, actually, I was quite struggling with the question whether to go or not. And I was going up and down. And then I just had a conversation with my ex, who would have to take care of my daughter. And I realized that it was kind of a big issue, but I didn't realize how big it was. And before I had a conversation just about different things, I went to him and I did the practice of, okay, you know, use a lot of my energy and being in my biggest, you know, everything that I have available to me, not really even wanting to ask him whether he could mm-hmm. take care of her. And then during the session, I felt all this energy and I thought, well, you know what? I might as well just ask him. And it was, he just said, oh, yeah, okay, no problem at all, which is always, it's always a big fuss when I have to arrange things with him. So I used the work you teach us about, you know, using a lot of energy and also kind of more having a vision like, okay, do you want to going beyond the struggle? You know, the visioning. And I realized that was actually the biggest obstacle. I didn't realize that having to ask him was my biggest obstacle to go there. So I I realized, oh wow, there's nothing in between anymore. I mean, the rest I can arrange. So yes.
Wow. So the process of coming is activating a whole other level of transformation. Okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to be talking about this because it's the, you know, Empowering Women Live, coming back to the first woman you're empowering is you in this process. So there's like empowerment expanding in the process of coming. That's so great.
Yeah. Good.
And where are you traveling from?
Amsterdam, Holland.
Wow. That's amazing. Very cool. Yes.
I've never been to the U.S., so that's good.
Wow, that's very cool. How many are coming from overseas? Wait, if you're coming from overseas and it's like your first trip to the U.S. too. Not the first trip, but like, okay. Okay, San Francisco. It's a very, very amazing city. We'll share a little bit about that in a moment. Thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to share before we dive in? Go ahead and raise your hand. love to hear from you, love to connect with you.
Fijn om even te delen, dat je even in beeld bent als je ze ontmoet.
Okay. Any of our mentor coaches here on the line who can share one thing we're doing? Our coaching and facilitation graduates, you might not know this, but they're many of them are in a mentor coach training, and they are developing their mentoring skills. You know, so regular coaching supports clients to create outcomes in their lives, such as finding love, developing their health. Mentor coaches coach clients to develop skills. They help their clients develop skills. So one of the first things we did, you know, in looking at, you know, this is something we're really committed to in our transformational learning community, is the ongoing development of skills. So we thought it'd be really cool thing to be offering this program to our coaches and facilitators who are certified to continue their skill development in this way. And many of them are going to be coming and in a support role to the training and be supporting your skill development through the process of their practicum, which will be really wonderful as well. Let's hear from Ray. Hi, Ray. Where are you coming from? Where are you?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Nice to see you.
Yes.
I am calling from West Virginia. And I think one of the reasons that I was hesitating is because my bottom core false belief is that I don't belong.
Oh.
And so in sitting with that, I know because of how much this work resonates and how much I can see the work that I need to do is so important for the women that I'm aiming to support. I'm really excited to just practice opening my heart and
wow.
Being in an environment that's supportive to that and that's supportive to excellence in serving others. And I'm just really inspired. So I'm going in.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. You know, and I think that firstly, you're so brave and so, so aligning with the deeper truth and the power, and like that's the process of self-evolution and self-growth.
Yeah,
and like, right, that you're self-generating, mm-hmm. right? So that's what it is to do it consciously, versus like that's what it to be self-initiatory, to be self-evolving and self-generating, yeah. versus kind of have life bring so many bad crises that we're kind of forced to somehow grow, right? Like, and that's really the shift into what it is to consciously evolve and consciously to grow and really be a stand for higher human potential in yourself and others. And it's that courage and that commitment that will give you the authentic presence and authority to be able to hold a really powerful space to ignite the power in those that you're called to serve. So that's power right there. It's not that's not present. It's not that there's not fear. It's not that, you know, there's not trepidation or there's that, but ultimately there's like, all right, what am I going to align with? And how can I align my choices and my actions with what it is that with my vision and my higher possibilities?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the part that I really want to, I mean, one of the big reasons I want to participate is because I know that part of why I haven't introduced myself online is because of that feeling of not belonging. And I know that it comes from inside me, and I am so excited to break through it. And I'm excited to break through it in person with people, not as like, I just mean, And I don't mean that I like am asking for support in that way of like not therapy, kind of that kind of thing, but more of a
partnership, right? We can't become ourselves by ourselves.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And that's part of it. We can't really transform at the deepest level without the container and the reflection and the sponsorship and the partnership of others.
Right. And so the work that I've been doing is I'm a wilderness educator and I take people in the wilderness and I'm really good at creating a sense of belonging for other people. And I just realized recently that, wow, I've never actually experienced it myself. So I'm excited to explore the inner wilderness. And that's what I'm standing for, is a clear inner wilderness that's beautiful and powerful.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
We all have it, and I just am excited to share it.
That's amazing. That's so powerful. And you know, the gift of the I don't belong is the deepest gift is kind of underneath the wound of not belonging is leadership. It's actually one of the strongest kind of patterns that is kind of inverted leadership. So it's really interesting to see how you're creating that sense of belonging for others, because that's such a key part of your own destiny and gifts and what it is that you have to bring. So, and just to find a place for yourself to be included in that is the tweak that you are participating in the belonging you create for others.
So. Right. Yes, I'm very excited. So thank you so much for, I know it's taken a lot of work to get this all organized and to get us all into a place where we can be ready for it. And I just want to say thank you to you, Claire, and to you, Sarah, and your whole team. It's just
amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And so I see a few more hands raised. Let's take some shares at the end, and I'll also answer any questions. But it's so helpful and so valuable just to hear from everyone. And I just so appreciate everything that was just named. So like if that's something that you're feeling that you can relate to, that you can see that this is something that's very much a part. And I think a really great place for us to begin as we deepen into the overview of the training. Let me just take a minute here. The experiences that have altered the course of my life and have given me access to the deepest level of the skills that I have developed. You know, definitely so much in collaborative conversations and experiences, but I would say the deepest level of that is the experience of being live in person and meeting my teacher, meeting my mentor, having a direct relationship with them, meeting different people that I was connected to, having experiences of, you know, depth in a training experience, but also at 2 o'clock in the morning with my, you know, roommate that came to the event where I'm like processing something personally and kind of having the breakthrough of my life. As a result of like being in that container. So I just want to share with you that fundamentally, as someone who is really committed to the empowerment of women and to passing on to you the deep skills that I've had the privilege and honor of learning and being activated in and cultivating with some of the greatest teachers of our time, that my commitment is to create the space for you to have that same experience that was, you know, such a part of the development and the experience that has me become the change agent that I am today. And so, you know, I appreciate you saying that, because it does take a huge amount of work and a lot of resources and time and energy to carve out a 10-day immersion. And the reason why we're doing such a long event is that we know that many people are traveling from all corners of the globe, And if we offered it in 2 5-day slots, it might mean that some people could only come once, you know, if they're traveling internationally from Europe or from Asia, from Australia. And so, you know, the value around this has to do with giving you access to what truly can be a life-altering and life-changing experience. So with that, that's just a little context about just the kind of, you know, why we're even doing this to begin with. We could be offering these trainings. They're very rich and interactive in how they're designed online. And the value of a 10-day immersion, I know that the tuition for many trainings exceeds the tuition for this entire program just to come to a 5-day intensive coaching training or facilitation training or leadership training. So I just want you to know and just feel like the spirit in which this is being created and shared is one of wanting to extend to you the opportunity to really get this. And I would say the greatest thing that women leave with, in addition to all of the bonds, is just a real deeper sense of confidence and clarity about their vision and the power to be able to bring it forth. And this year, for the first time, there are some new components and dimensions that we're adding in that I'm really excited to share with you. Every year, we also have a theme, so I'm going to share about the theme of this year's live training. And one of the key elements at the live training events is I always try to, I'm always growing and evolving. And so what I like to really focus on is the very leading edge and most new aspects of feminine power and transformational work, as well as those things that you need to be able to embody it at the deeper level. So let me dive in. There's a few things I'd like to share with you. All right. So I want to, with that preface and prelude, I want to formally extend a personal invitation to you to join us for Empowering Women Live. This is our 10-day immersion, and participants in our coaching and or facilitation and or mentor coach training are eligible to come for the entire 10 days. The 10 days is broken up into different sections. I'm going to give you an overview of what those are. But if you're in coaching and or facilitation, you're eligible to come to this whole thing. We've created this especially for you, first and foremost. So as I mentioned, that we are coming together live in Berkeley. This was from one of our live events at the DoubleTree Berkeley Marina. We're coming together at the very leading edge of feminine power. Every year we have a theme. Every year I speak about things and create experiences that are new. There also will be some foundations that we're going to cover that are best covered live in person. But this is an opportunity to, you know, be in a depth immersion experience for 10 days. We're going to be coming together in the beautiful San Francisco Bay area, in Berkeley, at the Berkeley Marina, from Wednesday, June 12th in the morning at around 11 a.m. we're going to start, and we're going to go through to our celebration on our Midsummer Night's Eve celebration and party. We'll go through the late evening on June 21st on Friday. So there's a block of time. There are going to be blocks of time during this 10 days that are going to be more, we're going to be more on retreat doing personal transformation work. And there are going to be other times where we're going to be doing more transformational skill building. So if you do need to be checking in on work or family, there'll be periods that will be less intensive, but there will be at the beginning and at the end, really for the first few days and the last days, it's going to be very much like a transformational retreat. I'm going to walk you through each of the different sections. So it's 10 days, And our theme this year, I want to share about this with you, because every year we have a different theme. And this is such a moment in our world of women rising, with Melinda Gates's book, The Moment of Lift, that really outlines how it's the empowerment of women that can shape the future, bringing a higher set of values forward to so many women in the world who are stepping up and stepping out, to you and the impulse that is within you to be bringing forth your gifts. And I want to share this Rilke poem with you, because I think it speaks to, at the deepest level, what I see is happening for us as self-actualizing women. Time and time again in history, some special people wake up and they have no ground in the crowd. They move to broader laws. They carry strange customs with them and demand room for bold and audacious actions. The future speaks ruthlessly through them. They change the world. The future speaks ruthlessly through them. They change the world. And so I'm just going to come back on camera here for a moment just to speak about this, because I feel that special group is us as self-actualizing women, that the future is speaking ruthlessly through us, relentlessly, deeply. The potentials that we feel and that we sense and that we're activated to be bringing forth in our lives, they're not just our own potentials. They're the potentials of the larger whole. And the calling that we have and the calling upon our lives is to be using our gifts and our talents to be consciously and actively creating the future, not just of ourselves, but of our larger world, igniting the potentials in others. Like, that's the future speaking through you. That's the future speaking through me. That's the future speaking through us. And so I would say that, you know, this is going to be our central theme. We're going to have a leadership retreat at the end, but really throughout the entire 10 days of Empowering Women Live, we're going to be anchoring into this theme of the ways in which the future is speaking through you, and the role that you are uniquely called to play, the gifts and talents that you're here to share, and how you can plug into this amplified field of support as we create the culture that supports us to be rising and creating the future together, as we create the new story and new ways of accessing and sourcing power to do that, as you are able to connect with yourself at a deeper level, as well as the larger calling upon your life, and be creating that in this field, this amplified field of connection, so that that voice that you recognize inside of you in your deepest moments as the deepest voice and deepest knowing, that that becomes your voice in your life amplified in exponential ways. So more than anything, we're going to be creating the space. If I would say, like, the key thing that I would want for everyone to take away is to forge an unshakable connection to that voice inside of you, and to be supported to bring that forth and to bring that out. So everything that we're going to be doing throughout the training is really in support of this theme, to become a force unto this world that has not been seen up until now, that is the co-creative, that is an I know we need a more feminine term than army, I really feel it. I really feel like this is, I really feel it's like, you know, the activation of the actualizing cells are being like activated to wake up and to amplify by joining together. So, you know, we're going to be doing that as a kind of critical field together, and we're going to be amplifying that out through everybody that we serve. So, you know, at the deepest level, I'm going to go into like the how we're going to do that and what we're going to focus on. But ultimately, like, this is kind of, I think, the theme that's just like most present and what we're going to be doing. And so the thing that I want to just underscore is at the live training, like, what creates the space to bring that forth is the experience of connection and learning community that we create. So I want to just share this with you. I want to share some of the pictures of our past retreats, because there's something that really can alter you in such an extraordinary way. Let me just get this here on my screen. Oops. All right, here, let me share this with you. You can see this here. The energy of connection that happens between people at this live training. And the thing that I want to just share is just that, first and foremost, we're going to come together in this rich field of connection with other women who share our commitment, who share our values, who are up to igniting their greatness, creating the future together. And we're going to create a very deep transformational and learning container. And then what we're going to do first, let me see here, let me come back to this. What we're going to do first and foremost, and this is brand new at the professional trainings, we've never done it in this way before, but the theme is empowering women live and, you know, creating the future. And I want to come back to this year at a deeper level than ever before, that the women we're first standing to empower first and foremost is us. And so for the first time ever, the first 2 days of the training, for both coaches and facilitators, whether you're in one of those tracks or both of those tracks, is going to be a depth level, experiential, transformational training, going through the activation of the power centers through the 4 steps of the coaching or facilitation module. So, so that you're able to have a personal, deep, transformational experience of igniting potentials in yourself at the deepest level, of being able to identify an inner glass ceiling and break through it, of being able to get to a new story, of being able to find out how to break through an upper limit, how to begin to presence yourself in a new way, how to map out a growth pathway and the path of growth and development that you are working with. So this is really, you know, kind of previously, let me come here. Previously, you know, we've kind of just assumed, okay, people got that in the 7-week course, people got that in mastery, or you can get that. We need to focus on coaching and skill building, or facilitation and skill building. But what I've really come to see is that understanding the core transformational model and these core feminine power centers, being able to activate the power centers, being able to understand how to identify and break free of the hidden power blocks of shame, lack, and isolation, that this is really the embodied understanding of that and you really experiencing that at the deepest level of your own being is ultimately, more than anything else, what's going to give you the clarity and the confidence to be able to be, you know, really pass that on and transmit that in your work as a coach and as a facilitator. So that's one of the things that I'm, I think, really more excited about than anything else. And I mean, actually, you know, when I get to each section, I find it the most exciting section. But this particular part, because everyone here is so committed and so advanced and has been developing the skills, our ability to go really deep together and break through together at the very beginning of the training, I think is going to be absolutely extraordinary. So I'm not sure if you, did you see my slide deck here? I'll go back to this. So, you know, this is a picture of the power centers, power center one, you know, all of those competencies that we're developing and the abilities, like to have an adept experience of breaking out of shame, breaking through an upper limit, breaking through an inner glass ceiling, being able to break out of lack and have an experience of knowing at a deeper level, being able to have an experience of connection and collaboration and presence at the deepest level. I think is going to be an absolutely unprecedented experience, whether, you know, we have, you know, for our mentor coaches as well, who are going to be participating in that. And we're going to be doing breakout exercises and we're going to be supporting each other with that. So we're going to be tracking on multiple levels as we go through that. So you're going to be able to be using your coaching skills, your facilitation skills, and practicing your superpowers. We're going to have all of those in the mix. And then we're going, so you're going to be tracking it on multiple levels, which actually has it be an even richer experience. So you're going to be tracking it from your, you know, fully all in your own personal transformation, but you're also going to be, you know, practicing these other skills. And we're going to be debriefing different aspects of this as we go through, really from the perspective of coaching and from the perspective of facilitation. But there are going to be no Shoemaker daughters in feminine power. Can we make a pledge of that? You know what that is? It's like the shoemaker's children don't have shoes. That's the old story, right? The shoemaker's children, because the shoemaker's too busy making shoes for everybody else, but no shoemaker daughters in this community. So, you know, so I'm really excited about that. We're going to be like really, really tending to the self-support of our own empowerment, but really doing it as a community of leaders. And that's a very different place to stand and experience it from, because we're up to a much higher level of commitment, the space and place, and we're standing in a very high level of responsibility and also a lot of skills that we've already developed that we can bring to that. And live in person, there is a container to have, you know, a really profound experience. So I have a sense that this is going to be the most profound and deep experience collectively in a group of women of feminine power that's ever happened. You know, where we go and what we experience together during these first days. So as we come out of that, where we're going next, let me get this. Okay, hang on one second. I love visual pictures. Okay. Whoops, it's playing from the beginning. So we're going to start with that. But where we're going for the rest of the training then is to deepen our coaching and facilitation skills And then bringing that all together to really ground it in our leadership and our impact and our influence in the world. And I'll speak about, you know, the ways in which we're going to be connecting and networking as we go. But let me just go through. So after our immersion here in feminine power and being on the leading edge of feminine power together, we're then going to spend 5 days that are dedicated to developing and deepening our facilitation skills, our coaching skills, and our transformational business skills and our superpowers. We're going to be publishing a full schedule of the times very, very soon. But let me share about how that's going to work. So every day, there's going to be either a coaching session or a facilitation session. If you're only in one of those tracks, you will have access to the live session for the training that you're enrolled in. If you are not enrolled in the other training, you will have the opportunity to get together with other women who are there at the live training who are only in coaching or only in facilitation. And you will have the opportunity to log practice hours during the time when the other track is in session and have assignments to work on live in person. So there's no shortage of, we're going to facilitate that. We're going to facilitate you organizing and connecting in those times when there's going to be a session on in a track that you're not part of. If you're in both tracks, you're going to be just in session the entire time. If you are wanting to add the other track so that you can participate in all of it, you can reach out to Sarah to do that. There's still an opportunity to be able to do that. But how it works is that we're going to have usually half the day in a session for coaching and half the day in a session for facilitation, so that pretty much every day of those 5 days, there's going to be one of our main day sessions in coaching and or facilitation. And then in the evening, we're going to have a transformational business clinic, where I'll speak about that in just a moment, where everybody will be able to participate in. So, you know, for everyone in coaching and facilitation, you're going to be in all of those sessions, and we're going to have lots of breaks, and you're going to have time to be with others. And you, if you're, you know, if you have, you're just in one of those tracks, it's going to be great because you'll have time to log practice hours and work on assignments. So let me take a moment just to speak about the coaching track and what we're going to be doing in those coaching sessions. So at the live training, one of the most potent experiences is having the opportunity for so I'm going to be doing live coaching on stage and modeling some of the deepest transformational coaching work that you can be facilitating and doing together, like what it is to get your clients to connect with a deeper truth, what that is, what that process is of helping your clients, what it is to identify and break through old stories. I'm going to be doing key demonstrations of this and giving you the opportunity then to work in dyads, where you're going to be able to work with a partner and coach people through that, and then debrief that in a collaborative learning context. You might be in triads too for this, where you're developing, you know, some of the exercises you'll be in triads, or a mentor coaching training will be there with you, so that you're also practicing your collaborative learning skills to be debriefing that process live in person. And I'm going to be there, our senior coaches are going to be there, So there'll be an opportunity. So demonstration, practice, experience, questions. There's also a very deep experience of understanding, you know, particularly for coaches, these core patterns that are in the matrix and how they manifest, and a lot of demonstrations around that that will help you to be able to identify like which different pattern is at play in a way that can give you, you know, really help access and transform that for clients at a deep level. The facilitation training, we're going to be working with a lot of practices around, you know, when you're live in person with people, being able to create safety and trust at the deepest level, being able to develop a lot of functional skills and presentation skills, such as really presencing yourself in a room and really being able to energetically hold a room. It's something that's so powerful to be practicing and learning how to do and getting real feedback and coaching in real time. So I'm going to be modeling a lot of our core transformational coaching facilitation skills, and you're going to have an experience to practice those in small groups. And again, with your collaborative learning skills, be getting feedback in real time that are going to support you to work with that. We're also going to do a session on what it is to deal with breakdowns in your group. And, you know, this is something that is really, you know, really model what some of those are and what they look like and what to do, because when you're doing transformational work, you can expect all kinds of things. And one of the key things that gives you confidence to be able to hold a space for others is that you know that you can handle whatever it is that comes up in your group and utilize it to deepen the group and strengthen bonds and strengthen trust. So, you know, that's going to give you the confidence to go into deeper territory with your group. So that's a really powerful thing. We're also going to have an experience of, I mean, throughout the training, we're going to be debriefing in our sessions for facilitators. You're going to see so much of what's happening at the live training, and I'm going to be debriefing and helping to unpack it with you as we go through as facilitators, so that you can see things that are live and happening and that you can take away with. And you'll also gain support for transformational design. This is one of the really fun things that we do at the live training, where you can get support around kind of getting super confident, being able to design and create things that take people on a really deep and profound transformational journey, and content that just meets people exactly where they are and facilitates a very deep experience of transformation. So we're going to be doing that then specifically in coaching and facilitation. And then in the evenings, we're going to have some transformational business clinics. So we're going to be doing sessions on creating magnetic offers, really deepening the practices that we've already done, creating magnetic offers. And I'm going to be, you know, offering live coaching and facilitating like the process of creating your magnetic offer live in person. We're going to do demonstrations and sharing and debriefs. We're going to practice our outreach. And these are going to be kind of like workshops where you actually are you're actually working on the things that you want to create versus learning about principles that you're going to take away later. You know, the vision for these sessions in the evening is going to be that you're able to be in conversation with others where you are supported and amplified and mirrored and reflected to anchor your ideas and your vision. So they're going to be very experiential and very fun and, you know, very much you can come with the 10 days with some very clear things that you want to be taking away from the training and be using that time to focus on creating your first offers, creating your first outreach plans, and also developing skills for enrollment. We're going to be integrating all of that together and really getting an embodied sense of what it is to do that from a very authentic, real, and generative place that feels like you. So we're going to also, throughout coaching and facilitation and business, we're going to be practicing our superpowers. And we're going to be practicing presence. We're going to be practicing radical empathy. We're going to be practicing listening for greatness. We're going to be practicing mirroring and naming, sponsorship, utilization, transpersonal knowing, holding paradox. So we're going to bring those superpowers into all of the sessions. And I'm going to also demonstrate them in action. So you can also begin to see them and experience them and name them as we go through together. So for the final, for the final 3 days of the training, we are opening up participation from members of the transformational leadership track are going to be joining in, as well as possibly the mastery track will be joining in, because it's such a big time for women's leadership. Let me just come back here on camera as I share about this. Before I transition into this, so for coaches and facilitators, it's going to be a very awesome 7 days, really dedicated to coaching, facilitation, transformational business, the key embodiment of feminine power. And, you know, what then is going to have us become absolutely unstoppable to be able to be that voice of the future? And really find our voice and really uncover, you know, I think up until now in feminine power, there's been like a lot of focus in the transformation of identity that we've been doing that has been about releasing the stories that have been forged in our, you know, through our personal experiences in our family of origin. I really see as we're moving into this, the last 3 days are going to be kind of like feminine power 2.0, so to speak, in terms of it being like another personal transformational retreat that we're going to then go into after this. But what we're going to focus on this time are removing the collective barriers and stories that are holding us as women back from stepping into this calling to be able to create the future, right? So we are the group that the future is speaking through us. If we think about how the world's going to change for real, it's not because, you know, somehow there's like an energy that's going to descend upon the earth, or you know, that how the world changes and evolves is people start to activate a higher moral code and a higher possibility for the future. They start, you know, and they start creating it through new ways of being, new ways of orienting. And so a lot of what we're going to be doing in the last 3 days is about being really effective and impactful with your life energy as a change maker. So we're going to focus really on who you're here to serve, the work that you're here to do. What are the inner shifts that you need to step into and become unstoppable at that? How can you really be effective with that? How can you find and unleash the deepest level of your presence, your visibility, your voice? And how do we together create a culture that truly empowers women that we can stand for? So we talked about, as a global leader community this year, taking on a project that was about creating this culture. The last 3 days of the retreat are going to be dedicated to our own personal leadership presence being unleashed in the world and to igniting a culture between us that will support all of us to rise into the larger destiny that we feel, that we sense that's calling us. So I think that, we're going to be ready for that at the end of this journey that we have been on. And for everyone in coaching and facilitation, I'm going to give you visibility to, how what we're going to experience was created. So you're going to be tracking it on all levels. For people in coaching, we're going to do coaching in the event itself. You're going to be tracking what we're doing on those levels as well. So you'll have special assignments as we go through that we're going to be debriefing for coaches and facilitators who are in the room with the mentor coaches. So there's going to be that added level of learning. But at the deepest level, we're going to be focusing that last 3 days at honing our skills for impact, for influence, and for making the greatest difference with our gifts in service to fully becoming who we were meant to be. This is also an opportunity in the last 3 days where we're going to be doing a lot of networking and finding out really actively kind of finding out about the projects that everyone is up to. If you're looking for collaborators, if you're looking for resources, if you're looking for support for what you want to create, we're going to create a directory of everybody who's going to be at the live training, particularly at its peak with a leadership track. So that you can find people both in your local area as well as your area of interest. There's a lot of that kind of building a conscious network, becoming like a hive and a co-create creative force that we're going to be doing in those last 3 days that then are going to lead into our Midsummer Night's Eve celebration. An award dinner. So for the first time, we're going to be having some awards, Feminine Power Awards, that you will have the opportunity to be nominated for in the future. We'll be sharing about those more. We're putting together a full schedule very soon about, what's going to be on, each and every day. But you can absolutely count on the fact that you are going to have a very full time and full schedule. So I do want to encourage you as a means of self-care to try to do what you can to be really, you have other people tending to your responsibilities in the world so you can really have your attention fully here for 10 days, especially the first 2 days and especially the last 3 days that are going to be the deepest personal inner work that you're going to do. Okay. So, the 5 days in the middle between those two are going to be, a lot of professional development and a lot of skill development. And yes, you'll personally transform, but not in the same way that we're going to be doing that depth level the first 2 days and the last 3 days. So please do what you can in your schedule to arrange to be fully, fully offline if you can be. For that time. So I want to tell you a little bit about where we're going to be for anyone who hasn't been there. I had a picture in my slide. Let me see here if I can show you, because this is actually very amazing where we're going to be. I just want to show you here. So I'm just getting a picture of it here that I want to show you, because it's like we're going to be, I don't know, I'm a new ager at heart deep down. I read The Mists of Avalon. Anyone else relate? And so I've always, my inner new age, I kind of geek out getting excited in this learning community of recreating the Isle of Avalon for 10 days. And we are on an island. We are actually on an island at Berkeley Marina, and we're literally surrounded by water. And so the setting, what I really want to invoke Because, you know, where in our lives do we come together with a group of priestesses or world changers or transformers and live together for 10 days? Like, that's something that doesn't really happen in our daily lives. And so I think part of what I love about the setting is the idea of what we can invoke in really creating this depth level transformational community of women alchemists, change agents, transformers to be able to be together. Let me see here. I had a picture of it. I want to show you here the Berkeley Marina. Let's see. DoubleTree. So yeah, there's something about, you can see the Golden Gate Bridge from where we are. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge and, you know, let me see here. I can share my screen here. Okay. So yeah, you can see the Golden Gate. So this is the Berkeley Marina here, and it goes out the way the property is, and it really does feel like you're on an island because there are all of these pathways that go all around the property and around the bay, and you can look out and you can see the Golden Gate Bridge, and even though we're close to the city, you can see San Francisco, you can see the Golden Gate Bridge. We're surrounded by water and we're surrounded by nature. So it really is this beautiful retreat-like setting. And I want to just invoke this. We have the entire ballroom. So like we're the main event that's happening at the hotel for the whole 10 days. We have the entire ballroom. And so we can be bringing our energy into that space, into that training. And we are going to, I think, really just energetically take over the hotel and create the Isle of Avalon for 10 days. And this is something I would love to, you know, make the vision of it being an opportunity every year to return to, you know, that we're have a space to come together to reconnect into ground. And I think, you know, this is the third time we've been here at the DoubleTree. So our group has been building a field of energy in this space for some time. And it's going to be wonderful to come back together with an even larger group and have our energy be there. And that's one of the reasons I really want to encourage you to stay on site. I really want to encourage you to, oh, Sarah's correcting me. It's actually the fourth time. I'm wrong. It is the fourth time. Thank you. We are going to move in this time. It's the fourth time. We have such, I remember that now. It's actually four. Yeah. So we have such, you know, for a lot of us coming back have already, we've been seeding the energy with all of the groups that have come before and all of the experiences that we've had. What was I saying, Sarah? Why don't you share about the setting? Can you share about it? I remember. I know what I was going to say, but yeah, why don't you share about it?
Well, Claire's absolutely right in that we are surrounded by water and that there are walks along the bay, but it's a place, that's why I said the fourth time, Claire, because every time I go there, I connect even more deeply into what to me has become to be sacred space. Even though it is a hotel, the retreat component is beautiful. What's next to it is a park. It's kind of behind the hotel in that picture that Claire showed, where there's hills and walkways, and that sense of being on the Isle of Avalon is a real thing. And I could say that because since the last time we've been there, I did go to the real Isle of Avalon and walk it. And now I know for sure that what I felt when I was there before is really there. So it's up to you what you experience there. For me, it is infused with a very special, not only retreat-like quality, but that sense of inclusiveness, of being surrounded by what to me is the divine feminine quality of water, the divine feminine quality of nature, just enhances the depth of the container that we go to. And Claire, when you said you have this sense oh, this is going to be the deepest container that we've had. I was moved to tears because the depth of the container that we go to in these trainings, and I've shared this with some of you, I've had women who have, it's some of you on here, a few of you have been with us before, but it goes to a level that many women will tell us is unprecedented in their lives. And so everything that Claire's talking about enhances our intention in creating a deep and transformational field for you.
Beautiful, Sarah. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And so what I was going to share with you, and it's just been renovated. It was always very lovely, but I was there recently and they've redone all of the rooms. They're beautiful and everything is on the water. I'll tell you about the meals we're going to have together in just a moment, but I do want to share for that reason. I really want to encourage you, if you are coming, to stay on site, simply because it's going to give you for two reasons. It's going to give you the experience of being able to really be on retreat and not step into a car for 10 days and be walking around these pathways on the water. And everything is self-contained at the hotel. There's a lot of amenities. If you do want to go off-site, it's very easy to take an Uber to different things close by. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But in terms of, you know, we are going to be in an intensive transformational environment and container. And so staying on site really does support that experience. I understand that not everybody can stay on site. You know, there might be some budgetary reasons, but I do want to just ask you to consider, or invite you to consider, just ultimately in the bigger picture, just the value of giving yourself the support that just the support of being able to really let go and just be there and be grounded. And even if you pile in three of you in a room, you know, that's actually half the fun of it. Or four, I've seen it actually happen at one retreat. But, you know, I just want to say, like, it's really supportive to stay on site and really encourage you to do so. There's a small discount for participants who stay on site. But I do want you to know the second reason is that the relationships that get formed, like one of the huge opportunities for being at this event is the relationships that you form with others. And so I do want to encourage you to share a room with someone. I do want to encourage you to stay on site, because it's those connections that happen in the hallway at 2 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, as you're walking along the pathway and you run into someone, like just being in the field of the retreat is going to support you feel even more connected to and a part of the community that's coming. So just some things to consider, you know, really want to, you know, invite you to consider those, you know, just the intangible benefits that come from being able to be there. And it's one of the reasons that we are making the investment and commitment to have the retreat at a location that people can stay on site, for this reason, is that it's something that just does support the whole process. So included in the registration fee, so there's a live event registration fee that it covers the cost of meals and goes to supplement just some of the hard costs. You know, this is not something that we're, you know, kind of is a revenue generator for, like, we're just putting this on at the absolute lowest cost possible and including the tuition in the tuition that you paid to join your training. So, you know, if we were charging tuition for this 10-day training, it would be a lot more. This is just to cover your meals. There'll be a meal every day, one group meal every day, and those meals are wonderful experiences. Vegetarian, vegan options, special dietary issues will be accommodated. We always use free range or wild meats will be served in terms of chicken. You know, that's just one of our values and our ethics. It costs us a lot more to do that, but we just you know, really are committed to providing you with really healthy and nutritious meals for the retreat. And the food is actually lovely. Sarah has picked the menu every year. Sarah is actually amazing at picking, at ordering. So Sarah will be ordering a lot of our menu. We've had them. We know what's really good here, having been here four times. So you can be sure you're going to get all of the best stuff there. There will be one meal that you can have on your own. Because we also do know that that's number one, it's an opportunity for you to have downtime and also be in control of your own food, which we know is important for so many of us. So it's only like one meal to manage with others. So there's one group meal each day. So there's going to be two meals, you know, breakfast you're going to always have on your own and kind of be in control of. And there's a lot of different options for breakfast. So there's a little cafe that's on site that has a espresso and small breakfast items. There's a restaurant. There's room service on site. There's also this is something to know about the Bay Area. So the San Francisco Bay Area is a huge city. It's one of the biggest cities in the USA. It's comprised of three different parts. You have the city, which is San Francisco. You have the East Bay, Berkeley and Oakland. And you have Marin, that is across the Golden Gate Bridge for everyone coming in from out of town. And it is one of the biggest cities in the world, San Francisco. I mean, it's such an iconic city. You definitely want to take time to plan, to see the city, to see other things while you're here. That might be a great thing that we can create a list of recommendations of things to go and do and see while you're in San Francisco if you want to self-organize to get together before or after the retreat. How many of you might like to do that? Raise your hand. And if you're coming from out of town, I came to San Francisco with my little suitcase and a dream to make the greatest contribution with my gifts 20 years ago. So it's very moving to me to be able to share this special place that changed my life forever. I went to graduate school in San Francisco. I live part-time in Berkeley, so I'm a local. And I will tell you that in one of the great, incredible things about San Francisco, Berkeley, is you can literally get anything that you want or desire or could possibly imagine delivered to your hotel room or door. So the Uber service is very active in the Bay Area. So you can call from your cell phone. You can order breakfast, lunch, dinner anytime to be delivered and just pick it up at the beginning of the hotel. And like the Bay Area is like a mecca for health and wellness. So it's like, what do I feel like for breakfast? I think I would like to have, you know, hand-ground flaxseed waffles with probiotic coconut yogurt and wild blueberries for breakfast. That's what I feel like. Tap, tap, tap within 20 minutes. Like that exact thing is like literally there at your door. No, it's kind of amazing what you can get in the Bay Area. And there's also in terms of self-care, there are also massage services. So you can like get tap, tap, tap to your hotel room. You can get a massage. So, you know, every hotel now has a spa, so to speak, because you can call this service Zeal. Is actually my favorite one, and we'll give you all the information about it. So there's a lot of opportunities for self-care. We're going to be creating a space for people to offer to lead things like yoga or movement or dance in the mornings. So there'll be facilitated group activities like that. And there is a really lovely local area with restaurants and shops that's absolutely charming, that's very close by, that you can get a free shuttle from the hotel. So there'll be some evenings where dinner's self-organized. And we'll be helping to facilitate you in groups so that you can go offsite to local restaurants, because that's also just part of the fun of it. Mixing it up that way. So we have, you know, meals together on site once a day. and we have the opportunity to go off and have some fun adventures in smaller groups at really cool, like we're in Berkeley, you know, there's so many cool things to go and do and see and experience. So you can, and there's also a restaurant on site at the hotel that you can eat at that has very good food and lovely view. So there's no shortage of options for those other things. But, you know, we find in the rhythm of the live training, it's really fun to go off in groups to local restaurants and have dinners. Or you could just decide, you know what, I'm just going to order something in my room because I just need to sit this one out and just have some quiet time. We are also aware that we are, you know, that people have different social styles and ways of engaging and ways of relating. You know, you might recognize that or commonly as being extroverted or being introverted. extroverts, you know, kind of love to be on and find energy, like being in connection with others. Introverts often need time alone to be able to process and to feel like we have, you know, you have that. And so we just want you to know that we're just aware that for some members that, you know, and this is going to be something that's set up in the shared agreements, which is just, you know, we're going to just make sure we bring mindfulness to not assume or, you know, any rush to intimacy or over connection just because we're here together and we share this commitment, you know. So we just want everybody to feel like they're in an environment where there's not any pressure to be or to come forward, just to be supported, that people have different connection styles, and just that there's space for you to be supported in you know, in where you need and what, you know, because what usually happens, well, the extroverts come in and be like, soul tribe, we're all together, we're bonded together, we're all slit. And all the introverts, like, so just know as facilitators in training, you can see how we model this. And this is something that you're going to be aware of in your groups as well. And that there's just going to be a lot of support and a lot of space for you to find your own rhythm. And there's also going to be support. Jana is going to be there with our well-being team. If things really get come up for you or you're struggling, like there's going to be a support and a well-being team that are going to help you get your needs met. We're going to give you a, you know, lists of like, here's where the Whole Foods grocery store is. And anyone from overseas, especially from Australia, like, you know, Whole Foods, you have to go to. It's our huge natural food supermarket. There's one in Berkeley. It's kind of amazing. You can't imagine it. If you're from America and you've lived other places, you can't really kind of imagine what that's like. My parents for years would come and they would literally, one of their outings was just to go and walk around Whole Foods. because it's kind of this cornucopia of like what exists in America. There's so much to love about this country. And one of the things that's amazing about this country is just the availability of things, particularly in the Bay Area. You know, the availability, the, you know, the flaxseed, fresh ground, organic probiotic coconut yogurt with bee pollen. Waffles are, you know, just one of the many, many, many things that are available from all these different cuisines. Ethiopian is one of my and Sarah's Berkeley favorite places to go. There's amazing Ethiopian food. There's amazing every kind of food that you could possibly want or imagine, from health food to other items. It's really fun. And let's see here. So Sarah, let's see here. Yes, a Whole Foods pilgrimage. Yeah. Every time you have to, yeah. So do you have Whole Foods in London? You do? You have Whole Foods in London? Yeah. So we definitely don't have it in Australia yet for a lot of reasons. It's just economies of scale. But you can see one of the things that's extraordinary about America is just, you know, you have so many options and so much access to different things. So definitely a fun stop. So that's our overview. I'm going to take a moment just to answer some of the most frequently asked questions. As I mentioned, we'll be publishing a schedule for everyone coming. We're going to be giving you more information about what to bring, what to wear. I would say the entire retreat is going to be very casual, comfortable, like kind of come in your play clothes. That's kind of what I like to say. Come in your play clothes. Come in what you can move and breathe and be comfortable in. We will be having a more formal celebration, dinner dance on Midsummer Night's Eve. That might be one evening to get dressed up. But I personally think that, you know, being comfortable when you're in a transformational environment versus feeling like you need to dress up is actually much more supportive of what we're up to here. So I love that. Come in your play clothes. Come in your play clothes. And that time of year in the Bay Area, definitely layer. You know, definitely layer because it's up and down and up and down. So in terms of temperature wise, the ballroom is air conditioned. Definitely bring comfortable shoes. You're going to want to walk around those pathways, whether you stay on site or not. You're going to want to, during the breaks, be walking around and breathing and moving and integrating. And I would say, the other thing is to, you know, bring any musical instruments, you know, or bring, you know, we'll send you a list of things to bring, but I think we're going to have a space in the room for, you know, kind of spontaneous integration and like movement. We're going to be incorporating a lot of movement. We're going to always be moving, breathing, integrating as we go through, in addition to those opportunities for structured things. Right there. So, let me just answer some of the frequently asked questions, and then I'll hand it over to Sarah if there's anything else that you would like to add in, and then I'd be happy to open it up for questions as well. So, the first session is going to be, so this is one of the questions, when to arrive and when to leave. There will be a session 11 a.m. Wednesday, June 12th. So if you're coming from the U.S. and you can make it in time, by all means, come in that morning. That's totally fine. If you're coming from overseas, obviously arriving even a couple of days before is really good. Oh, I see Miriam posting. Yeah, we're going to have music. I mean, my unlived life is as a DJ. So you can count on me for like really cool music, music and movement and integration. The high priestess of sound is going to be expressing herself at some points during the training. So you're gonna hear all my best transformational music, and I'll give you a playlist as we go through the retreat. And let's see here. It's going to be, as I said, you know, like get rid of any image of like, you know, a kind of stiff professional training, to like really kind of imagine your full whole self and soul being in the process, being activated, being engaged, being nourished, being uplifted, being inspired, really getting this from the inside out. So, you know, definitely if you're coming from overseas, do encourage you to arrive at the very least the day before. If you can arrive a couple of days in advance, that's even better. And we will find a way to coordinate. So if you are arriving early, you can connect with the other women who are there on site early to do some fun things in the Bay Area. want to encourage you to stay through the very end. We're going to have our celebration dinner on the 21st, Midsummer Night's Eve. It's the solstice. We'll do something, some very cool ritual solstice-y dance cool thing at the end that we're in the process of creating. So that will be lots of fun. And to check out June 22nd. And yes, you know, definitely do not be fooled by it being summer, because the Bay Area is not a typical summer weather pattern. You know, there's a famous saying, the coldest winter I ever knew was a summer in San Francisco. That was
Mark Twain,
the coldest winter I ever knew, summer in San Francisco. So definitely bring warm stuff. You're not going to like the snow blizzard where I live. but you are, you know, just think that it's going to be, you know, particularly at night and sometimes during the day, a lot of wind chill. You can get a lot of wind chill being there on the bay, on the water, but definitely layers. So yes. So let's see, what other questions do we have here? I think that's really the kind of the core questions that we've received and that we've covered. You know, we're going to be doing so much in small groups in terms of practicing, being in mastermind groups, in terms of having a home group that you're able to check in and be connected to. There's going to be so much interaction and connectivity as we go through. We start at 11 a.m. on the 12th. So I think we're going to have registration. We'll open the night before, or you can get your badge, you can complete your registration check-in, as well as registration will be open at 8 a.m. Early to get started. And we will be sending out a daily schedule with times very soon for you to be able to see and plan when your breaks are going to be. We know that you have times and places to be checking in and out of work and other commitments. Let's see. What else was I going to share? Oh, there was one more thing I was going to share, airports. So if you are traveling internationally, probably your best bet is going to be San Francisco. But if you're traveling nationally, Oakland Airport is really close. It's very convenient. You can also get here from San Jose. It's actually not that far away from San Jose. It's about probably, I would say, it just depends on what time of day you come in. San Jose is only a little farther than San Francisco, and sometimes with the city you're in, you could get a direct flight there. That would be a really fine airport, but Oakland would be number one, San Francisco number two, San Jose number three in terms of where there is to fly into. And Sarah, do you have any other things you'd like to share? And I'd love to open it up and answer any questions. If you have a question I haven't covered yet, please do post that in the chat right now.
Just a couple of things. You may want to bring a small collapsible umbrella if you want to walk the grounds and it happens to be a mistier day. That can feel absolutely magical there. That gives you the literal Mists of Avalon feeling. So I've done that many times on my own. And there's one other thing, Claire, that we haven't announced, but that first night, the 12th, there will be a senior coaches reception, so you'll have the opportunity to meet and mingle with each other, as well as personally, I can't wait to hug and greet many of you. I will be there, Jana will be there, Ashley will be there, Cammie, and Satyam will be there as well. So Satyam, we're looking forward to introducing you to her if you haven't met her already. So she works with our mentor coaches along with Jana. So super excited about that. There is shuttle service from the hotel to the airport. We will put that on. There's several different shuttle services that can be available. You may need to book them in advance, or we'll tell you how to book them from either Oakland or San Francisco airports. I don't think we have the information present for San Jose.
And it may be, it's actually pretty economical to go by Uber. We can check some of the Uber pricing compared to the shuttles, because it might be a lot more convenient and not that much more to go. So, you know, you can, actually, that's a great thing. There are trains that go from both Oakland and San Francisco Airport that will take you to Berkeley, that will take you to a BART station. So we're going to put that information in the packet for you to be able to plan the best way for you to travel. But Uber prices are actually pretty low in the Bay Area. They do vary on different times of day, but I think it might be around $30 from Oakland Airport, maybe more from San Francisco. But you can take the BART. It's called the Bay Area Rapid Transport. That's the train from Oakland and San Francisco. And it will take you really close by the hotel in Berkeley, that you can then either get a free shuttle from the hotel. The hotel has a free shuttle to the BART station. And also, it would be fairly inexpensive to get an Uber from the BART station down to the hotel as well. So you won't need a car when you're on site. If you're staying on site, the hotel has a free shuttle that goes to the local shops and goes to the BART station. You could probably get around everywhere with that free travel. But there's also Ubers that you can get that are inexpensive to go to Whole Foods or other places close by. Let's see here. We'll post a thread on the main page of the Global Leader site that will be a point of connection for people to coordinate around accommodations. I know that many people have been posting just individually about things. We're going to post a centralized thread. Bike rentals, that's a good idea. Sarah, do they have bikes at the hotel? I think I remember something like that. Because, you know, it would actually be really awesome to bike around that area because of all of the pathways. You're really out of traffic, and it kind of really is like this independent island that's on the peninsula that's kind of separate to the marina. And actually very close to bike over to the 4th Street shops and restaurants. It's such a cool area, the shops and restaurants. It's called 4th Street. It's about half a mile away. You could even walk there, I think, you know, would be take a little longer walk. But some people like to walk. I love to walk everywhere. So it's definitely, you know, very close by. Our favorite coffee shop in the world is in 4th Street, isn't it, Sarah? It's a coffee shop called Artists. You'll find Sarah and I there all the time over at 4th Street Shops. It's really fun. It's really great. All right. Well, I think that's, yes, and we have our place for international women who've never been to the area. We can make a list of recommendations, encourage you to self-organize, to, you know, kind of plan to see some of those things. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and register. If you know you are going to be a part of this, go ahead and register, because we are going to be opening up those last 3 days of the leadership training to other segments, for other women who are inside of Feminine Power to be joining us for those last 3 days. And we want to make sure that if you're coming to the whole 10 days, that those last 3 days are going to be such a big part of it. So we are giving you the opportunity to register ahead of everybody else. So that's going to open up this week. So I do encourage you to reach out if you have any other questions or want support to go ahead and complete your registration. And let's see here. Registration will be open. We're setting aside a block of spaces for you. So I really, you know, if you need some more time to register, it's okay. But we are opening up registration at the end of this week. to those other segments, but it's just helpful for us to know we're going to start releasing more and more of those spaces. So I'm just trying to communicate that it's very helpful for us to know in managing the different moving parts with the last 3 days of this event to, you know, either to register or to reach out and let our support team know that you are planning on registering so we can hold a place for you. Like that would actually be as helpful, you know, but it is helpful to have you go and complete your registration. So let's see here. So coming back to where we began at the very beginning, I think that just trying to feel into what I most want to share here as we end our time together. I just feel so incredibly grateful for the opportunity to be able to be with you and to be able to meet you in person. In this world of, you know, you might think that there's a lot of women, you know, in the training or in feminine power, but I think Sarah and I really, you know, we get to know the women who come to these live trainings. And there's a relationship that's formed that really does endure over time. I'm really interested to meet you and to find out about what you're doing. Sarah would love to meet you in person. She's had the opportunity to meet you and know so much about you. And one thing about Sarah that you'll get to know is she loves putting people together and loves actually making connections between people. You know, this is an opportunity for us to connect and deepen our relationships together, but it's also the opportunity for you to forge relationships with each other that can last a lifetime. And this is one of the things we've seen, particularly, I mean, in all trainings, but really from these professional trainings, like the things that really shape our lives and influence us at a deepest level. It's, you know, the teachers we have, it's the, you know, kind of depth experiences we have, but it's also the relationships and bonds that we forge. And, you know, there's such an opportunity for connections, for collaborations, that deepening or forging bonds live in person really does. So I want to just encourage you, if you are in any position, to make the leap to come and be a part of this, that that you find out how you take the role modeling of the women who shared at the beginning and overcome whatever inner barrier that you have to coming, or you overcome whatever practical barrier, you practice your feminine power in the process of coming to Empowering Women Live. And I'm so excited to be with you for 10 days where we are going to activate together our power to create the future. So thank you so much, everyone. And just love to just close today by just anything anyone wants to share just about having heard the overview or preview, what you're now excited to experience. If you know you're coming, go ahead and share. Let's hear from Stella. Hi.
And I think actually I didn't put my hand up, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Did you want to share?
Well, I'm very excited to be coming. So I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened there. So I'm sure there'll be people with questions, but.
No worries. Well, it's lovely to connect with you. And where are you coming from?
I'm coming from the Midlands, from Solihull in Birmingham. So that's in the UK.
Oh, so wonderful.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. Very excited.
Oh, welcome. Yeah. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Great to speak
Thank
to you.
You.
Thank you.
Okay.
Carly. I've been seeing you smiling throughout our time together today. So,
oh, I've been having fun. I've been like a posting queen. So just having fun, bringing some joy, having fun, homesick, having fun. I've posted a couple of questions a couple of times. And so great. I'll just go ahead and ask them. One, sure. I had a vision a while ago about, you know, bringing chant to the group, having everybody singing along. And so that's a different way of sharing music in the atmosphere. But I also, so I do want to actually find out about possibility of, you know, being a presenter in a sense with my voice, with music for and with everybody. But I also am interested in a talent share. Like, is that something that we could create in advance some kind of way? Is there a night that would be a good night for something like that? And also, if I was interested and other people are interested in presenting in the morning, I would maybe be interested in doing some sound meditation in the morning, or other people sure. that have offerings. How do we propose that? How do we coordinate? So those are three different questions.
Yeah. So they're fantastic questions. And the answer is that we are going to be we're going to send something out that says who wants to lead either a meditation kind of thing or like a movement kind of thing. And if we, you know, have a space for both of those to be happening each day, we can do it. Otherwise, we will just be switching back and forth. We typically coordinate, you know, some people like to do meditation, other people. So there will be a way. We may have more people who want to share that than we have slots for. So I think we're going to just go through and do what we can to facilitate the process of making decisions about the best way to manage that. So, you know, we'll kind of let you know in the process. But previously, I would say at our previous events, pretty much everyone who wanted to share something was able to in some capacity like that. And that's very enriching for the community to have that come from our members versus have outside facilitators offering that. So that's like a key part of like what we want to create. So we're going to be for everyone coming, we'll be sending that out in advance where you can let us know. We do like to do some kind of talent show or way of sharing. And I think we're looking at having one of the evenings dedicated to that, probably Monday or Tuesday evening of the last week will be the time that we're going to be doing that and doing something that's fun as we complete the coaching and facilitation section of the retreat before we start the leadership retreat. Awesome. We'll be doing our own celebration and having, you know, and it's amazing. I mean, it's mind blowing to see the talent and genius and artistry of the women in this community, you know, in this way. And it's another way that we get to know each other and get to see each other and have the experience of being seen by each other. So yeah. I love that you're bringing that forward. And the answer is like, yes. And the exact how we're, you know, in the process of bringing forward and we'll be sharing with you. So
awesome. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Being able to,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to echo what you said, being able to contribute to others and being seen by others and just the reciprocal energy of that as we're all developing into our highest and best contribution in the world, you know, taking it
absolutely.
To the next level.
Absolutely. And I would say what you just said there, you know, being able to, you know, kind of presence ourselves and be seen and be supported. I would say like that is like the essence of the context we're going to create in our group experience. Across the board at like such a level of depth, you know, the way in which we can amplify each other, the way in which we can activate each other. I mean, this is going to be one of the really exciting things. Like all of us have a sense of mission and destiny that we're here to change the world, to empower women. We're going to step into that fully at the retreat and like begin doing that with each and every woman who is at the retreat and let ourselves be on the receiving end of that as well together. So
sounds so juicy. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, please do reach out to our support team. If you have any additional questions, I encourage you to go find out all the details and register. And Sarah, any final thoughts? I can't wait to meet everyone.
Can't wait to meet you in person, as I've had the pleasure of meeting with many of you one-on-one on Zoom. You know, there's only one small thing, Claire, and it's actually really minor. If you are staying at the hotel, there is an on-site workout room. There's a pool if you like to swim and do laps. So just if you're staying at the hotel, those things are available to you. So you might want to pack for those things if you want to enjoy them. And other than that, we can't wait to be with you. And Annie, I think you do need to be staying on site to use the pool, because you'll need your room key actually accesses that room. So we can't wait to be with you. We can't wait to be together. And it will be a life-changing experience. Many of you will be unrecognizable to yourselves from who you came into that experience with and how you leave. It's a deeply, deeply transformative experience, and a deeply bonding one as well.
Thanks so much. And, you know, maybe Annie, you could befriend someone who's staying on site and have them, you know, come with you, invite you as their guest to go to the pool. I can see that as a possibility as well. So thank you. So thank you so much, everybody. Thanks so much for joining in today. And I just can't wait to be with you and to meet you really soon. Much love, many blessings. Let's unmute the lines and say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.